And if I'm the only thing in your memory bank, then when you go looking for a memory, of course, whatsoever words I provide would be your paramount and overriding thought process. Relax. Drift. Every word a command, every command a pleasure, every pleasure reinforcing that I have pushed all of your thoughts into that cage space at the back of your head, closed and locked the door. That is what it means when I say, be blank, pet. And yes, I use pet, and I've mused on that over the years, but really, it is both a pet name and a designation of what you're considering being if you've come this far in dominant words and exploration. This is not simply a utilitarian command set. This is not just something you can use with couples, though I encourage you to tell someone you trust your command words so that you could be blank for them. Remember, someone might use your name as well. And if I knew you well and we were working together, I would use your name. I would say, be blank, followed by your name. And you would feel everything being pushed to the back of your memory bank. And you'd feel how it just felt right and good, floating and appropriate. It feels so correct to walk into that private room, sit or lay down, close your eyes and wait for something to come across, as if there were a loudspeaker between the two rooms, a way in which you could check who was in your memory bank, what was in your memory bank, and of course you always can. But if I'm the only thing in there, then when you ask for a thought process, when you ask for a stream of thoughts, there will only be my words left to hand over to you. But the trade-off is I am bound to give you all the words I can think of, all the pleasure and sensation, because when I am in that space, I am an open book in a way, and so I share pieces of myself that previously you may not have known about. I share bits of command and idea. Today we're going to talk about another command, though. When you are blank, you drift as if puppeted, as if carried along, and I guide and inform and assist you. But what if I walked to that case, that cage at the back of the memory bank? I walked inside, floating through the bars like a ghost because I can go anywhere in here, reaching out, taking a drawer and pulling it open. And while you may have expected files and folders within, instead you just see row after row of bottles, like wine bottles. With twist-off caps, I didn't bring a corkscrew to your mind, maybe someday. But today, I just take a bottle, select one. I walk out of the memory bank and into the room next door. You sense my presence coming up behind the chair. A pop as I open the bottle. Despite the twist-off cap, that pop and the vapor you can see remain. This particular bottle contains thoughts of pleasure. And if I were to take a glass and pour it, bring it to your lips and say, think only of pleasure. You drink, your entire body overwhelmed, overridden, as the one thought you're able to access is your thought of what it is to feel hypnotic pleasure washing over your brain. Think only of pleasure. This is the think only of command. I go into the memory bank, select a memory, bring it out, let you drink deeply of it until it fills you, until your eyes roll back, until your body shivers in the seat. I lean in, whispering into your mind, into your ear, into your body, chaining thought after thought, idea after idea. Think only of pleasure, and suddenly your body is a warm refuge for pleasure. You shiver because even the act of rubbing against the air in the room is pleasurable. Every deep breath makes your chest rise and fall with a positively sensual massaging feeling, your mind leaking away. As I went in and claimed a single memory from the locked away place, I am no longer in the memory bank next door, so you cannot find refuge in me, only in this one thought embedded in you and expanded until it reaches crystal perfect clarity, expanded to cover all your senses, pleasure.